CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is dramatically stepping up his rhetoric against Iran's supreme leader, saying the U.S. knows where he is, but won't kill him for now. Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
We know he is meeting here to try to get a better sense of the situation from Washington. There are questions about whether the U.S. military will get involved. So far, he has signaled that is not the plan.
An appeals court will hear arguments today over the administration's deployment of the National Guard to Los Angeles. Legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
I think whatever the court decides in this argument, this is an issue likely to go before the Supreme Court because it really poses who's got the rights.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger tells us retail sales fell sharply in May.
This is one of the few instances in hard data that we are seeing feelings of uneasiness translate into a change of action.
Consumers are pulling back after a sharp increase in spending ahead of the tariffs. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Shooting Range Grant Program. The program seeks to provide financial assistance for safe and accessible firearm or archery recreational shooting opportunities. The grant funding has previously been used for things like renovating backstops and constructing indoor ranges. The DNR plans to disperse $600,000 among grant recipients. Anybody interested in the program must contact DNR officials before submitting their applications by July 15th. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin's office has confirmed that she appeared on the list of names authorities believe were additional targets of the man charged with shooting two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses. The alleged shooter surrendered to authorities on Sunday following a two-day search. He was charged with two counts of murder and two counts of attempted murder on Monday. Law enforcement authorities say there were 70 suspected targets on the list, including 11 Wisconsin lawmakers. The identities of the other 10 are not yet known. Dunn County has been awarded a gold-level certification as a family-friendly workplace. Officials say the designation highlights the county's commitment to helping their employees maintain a healthy work-life balance. Officials from the Family Friendly Workplaces nonprofit say the gold-level certification recognizes employers for offering benefits like flexible work options, parental leave, and family support programs. The organization seeks to strengthen Western Wisconsin's workforce by encouraging employers to foster family-friendly workplaces. A lawsuit filed by Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes' attorney seeking legal fees will continue after a court ruling on Friday found that there was a reasonable basis to move forward. The attorney, Richard Hodson, is seeking over $27,000 in legal fees for representing Sheriff Hakes in connection to the county's investigation into his conduct as sheriff, including allegations of dishonesty and questions about his credibility. The Chippewa County Board voted against paying that claim in October after consulting with their liability insurance company. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny today, slightly sticky and still warm with high temperatures scraping 80. A small chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening turns more likely tonight. And we could get soaked tomorrow with heavy rain on and off at times. Cooler temperatures in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, they specialize in residential and commercial projects. from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking with James Small about rural EMS outreach across the state of Wisconsin and also fusion voting. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is our old buddy Jeff Charlotte, the journalist, author of multiple books, including most recently the bestseller Undertow, Scenes from a Slow Civil War. He also wrote The Family, of course, Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power, and executive produced the Netflix miniseries based on that book. I think I'm in that. The website's slowcivilwar.substack.com. On Blue Sky, jeffcharlotte.blue sky.social. And Jeff, welcome back to the program. Tell us about, I played a clip actually yesterday of Vance Bolter in the Democratic Republic of Congo talking about how he's so enthusiastic about Jesus. I love it. You know, just going on and on like an evangelical pastor. Where did all this start? What do you know about this?
Well, you know, what's fascinating about Vance Bolter is he's kind of at the intersection of two theological traditions. One that I immediately recognized when I saw he was an alumnus of something called the Christ for the Nations Institute, founded by an early 20th century evangelist named Gordon Lindsay. And you walk into that Bible college, it's in Dallas, Texas, and you'll see a giant mural. And on the wall, it says, everyone ought to pray a violent prayer a day. And violent prayer is this tradition of spiritual war. And that he's coming out of that idea that prayer, that your faith is a kind of combat.
So did he attend that college?
He did. He did. And his most recent sort of LinkedIn sites is still listed as one of the places with which he identifies. He claims to have been ordained in 1993, although there's no evidence. That said, he's in a Pentecostal tradition where ordination can be fairly informal. Mm. And he's also coming out of this sort of faith healing tradition, which is this idea of constant, it seems like if you watch those sermons in the Congo, they're constantly upbeat and positive. And it doesn't even matter if you fail, which is what this man did throughout his life. He failed, started business after business after business, failing, always guided by his sense of martyrdom. He even named one of his children after a friend of his who was a missionary who was killed while out on his mission field. And you see that because what's interesting about Bolter is he wasn't a guy who was using violent rhetoric before this, but the idea of violent prayer, the idea of spiritual war that as one student at the Bible college from which he attributes his education puts it, is it just reminds us that the culture is our enemy. And I kind of think we can understand Bolter as a guy who is sort of dipping into that current of violence that is underneath the surface of his love for Jesus.
Yeah. For people who might have just tuned in, we're talking with Jeff Charlotte, the author of Undertow and The Family, and about Mr. Bolter, Vance Bolter, the MAGA terrorist is what I call him. I don't know why the media doesn't call him that. So it appears based on what we know of his list, list of people that he had scheduled for assassination, that this is principally an anti-abortion, murder spree. And that's been going on throughout my lifetime, at least, you know, going back to the 60s and 70s. To what extent is there an intersection between the violent anti-abortion people and Vance Bolter and the people that he's associated with?
I mean, you almost sort of can see him as heir to a group, a terrorist organization that was active for a number of decades called the Army of God, mm-hmm. and associated with any number of clinic bombings, murders, kidnappings, various violent crimes against abortion providers. And I think a lot of people don't realize just how many of those there were. When there would be a murder, and there's been a number of murders over the years, we would hear about that. But the arsons, the bombings, far more than the national news ever covered. And it's kind of this thrum. And I think that's where Bolter takes this turn. In one of the Congo sermons, I think preached in 2023, he talks about what he sees as a problem in the American church. It's too divided. And he gives us an example. One of them, he says, some churches don't even know that abortion is wrong. But he says, God is going to send an apostle or a prophet to correct them. And I think what happens in Bolter's life is he comes to believe that he is that individual, that he's going to do this kind of martyr-like holy war and enter into this tradition of anti-abortion violence.
Well, it appears that he was not experiencing great guilt over taking people's lives. He didn't commit suicide. He apparently thinks he's going to be a martyr. How widespread is this? I mean, what are the chances that there are other Vance Bolters out there? How many people are members of groups or churches or Bible colleges or whatever that advocate this kind of violence? And how many of them actually openly advocate this kind of thing? I'm assuming it's very few, versus kind of wink, wink, nod, nod, advocate it, but don't openly do so or are tolerant of it.
Well, you know, I'd like to put this in conversation actually with a different strand, which is a quote we all remember from Donald Trump that says, I could stand on Fifth Avenue and kill people and nobody would stop me. This is the idea that taken by MAGA of righteous violence. So how many people have embraced the idea of righteous violence? We just saw from the University of Chicago, there's a project that measures American support for political violence, and it's doubled just since last fall. I want to be careful about, so for instance, there's a denomination, a Pentecostal denomination or charismatic denomination called Assemblies of God, and Bolter is kind of affiliated with that, though he's sort of bouncing all over the place. I think you are out nerding me on the history of, denominational history. It's never been a real focus of mine, the Assemblies mm-hmm. of God. It is a spiritual war tradition. And for the vast majority of people go to Assemblies of God churches, spiritual war is understood as internal struggle, trying to be a good person, mm-hmm. trying to, not get drunk, trying not to look at internet porn. That's what spiritual
Well, this is basically the Muslim perspective, the mainstream Muslim perspective on jihad, that it's the struggle within you. It's not the struggle outside of you. It's not go shoot your neighbor. Shoot your own, lust, basically. It's
right.
You know, Jesus saying, if your eye offends you, pluck it out kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's a really important distinction, and the way that in the United States, jihad came to be understood only as suicide bombers, when for most Muslims, jihad is a personal struggle to be a good person according to your faith. So too, spiritual war. But in moments like these, with politics like MAGA, what you see is you take something like a metaphor. Violent prayer is a metaphor. Spiritual war is a metaphor. And it becomes concrete. It becomes real world. A figure like Bolter thinks, I have to put this into action. What is a violent prayer? A violent prayer is a bullet. If I believe abortion is murder, what would I do to stop murder, the murder of children? Why he'd go and shoot people, and one of the legislators' wives dove in front of her own daughter to protect her daughter from this man who thought he was saving children's lives.
Right, and took 9 bullets for her efforts. What can we, Jeff Charlotte? What can we do about this? As a society, as a culture,
what can we do? I think we need to understand this as part and parcel of the kind of the Christian nationalism, the Christian supremacism that has flowed into what I would argue is this contemporary fascist moment. And one thing that I always like to remember is that the opposite of fascism isn't anti-fascism. Anti-fascism is a method that we can use to oppose fascism, but the opposite of fascism is a vibrant democratic culture. Mm-hmm. And the way we can do that is we can build that vibrant democratic culture. I see in Minnesota, I think a lot of people are. They're speaking up. They're saying these are not the values that they want to celebrate. We don't need to demonize. We don't need to make that move that some secular folks sometimes do and say, oh, this is what all of Christianity is. No, mm-hmm. No, it's not. Bolter is a man who left the tradition, you know, who I think those churches where we can see him online preaching in the Congo would be as horrified by this murder as we are, right? This doesn't have to be the mainstream way. It's becoming it right now. I think we're seeing more and more political violence, and I think we should understand this ultimately, even though he had a religious purpose, as political violence. You target politicians, you seek to achieve political change because of your religious beliefs. It's political violence.
Jeff, we have a little less than a minute and a half left before we hit a hard break I can't control, but we've seen over the last, I would argue, 40 years, 50 years, maybe since Reagan embraced religion as a political weapon. We've seen the rise of this wink, wink, nod, nod to violence and the right wingism within religious church, you know, within Christianity specifically. And yet it's antithetical to Jesus's teachings. At what point do you expect that we'll start to see a backlash? A pro-Jesus, Jesus the peacemaker backlash?
I'm no prophet, so I'm not going to predict that. But what I will say,
it hasn't started yet, apparently.
It has. It's never stopped, and countless churches that stand for that. But right. I would just sort of say, real quick, you know, there's another Christian tradition. Jesus says, "I come to bring not bring peace, but the sword." Right now, we're seeing a growing number of right-wing churches with their own militias who are embracing what they understand as a war theology of Christianity. Yeah. And we can't just say it's false. It's there. We've got to contend with it.
Yeah. And frankly, call it out as often as we can, yeah. I think, so people can wake up to it. Jeff Charlotte, the author of multiple books, a journalist also, most recently the bestseller Undertow, Scenes from a Slow Civil War. He also wrote The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. You can watch the miniseries based on that over on Netflix. I strongly encourage you to. SlowCivilWar.substack.com is his Substack newsletter. Jeff, to which I subscribe, and you should too. It's free. Jeff, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be with you.
Always great talking.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, But the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 12th, the U.S. Department of Justice reportedly requested all the state of Colorado's records relating to the 2024 federal election and the preservation of records related to the 2020 election. The request may relate to President Trump's effort to free a convicted Colorado election official. The records request is massive. In November 2024, there were 4.65 million registered Colorado voters, 3.3 million of whom cast ballots in the presidential election. Then consider the records from every electronic ballot tabulator, voter registration and verification documents for each voter, and more. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold told NPR, "What they're going to do with all this data, I don't know, but I'm sure they'll use it to push their ridiculous disinformation and lies to the American public," she said. There is speculation that it may be related to convicted Mesa County elections official Tina Peters, sentenced to 9 years for giving voting machine access to conspiracy theorists tied to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The week before the Colorado records request, DOJ was directed by President Trump to, quote, take all necessary action to help secure the release of Peters. To date, Colorado has reportedly provided two copies of its master voter list to DOJ and its 2024 voter history file. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Yeah, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise just swears by this stuff. She loves it. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you didn't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrience.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. Vibrience.com/Tom.
The promises whispered on a treacherous wind. I'll free them all, said the man who sinned. Day one he vows their cages will fall. Heroes he claims in their violent thrall. While justice weeps for the lives they've torn, he raises the banner of a new storm born. A call to arms, the thunder roars. He pardons the guilty.
Back 24 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Ray in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Hey, Tom, long time no talk. I think I called you a couple of months ago and said that I asked you if you were worried about getting taken off the air. But what I want to talk to you about today is, you know, I've been walking around here meeting people in Illinois, you know, health club or stuff, people that I know. And I've been telling them for a couple of months now that we are not going to have midterms. And the response 2 months ago was, oh, you're just talking. Well, the minute we have midterms, everything will shift back to the middle and stuff. Yeah. Well, now, over the past, I would say, week, I've mentioned it to people at the health club. And at first, I tell you, they were shocked.
Yeah, and they were like, now they're going along with you. Let me just jump in here real quick, Ray, because we're going to hit a break in less than a minute. My personal conspiracy theory is that the reason Trump has not invoked the Insurrection Act is that he knows the minute he does that, he's going to have probably a month or two before the Supreme Court might shut him down. And so he's going to wait until just before the elections to do it for the very purpose that you're talking about. Now, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But that's my conspiracy theory. What say you?
My last thing, I think, you know, him attacking, you know, California and now saying, what was it yesterday, that we're going to enforce, we're going to pick up our ICE enforcement in
the cities.
Blue states.
Yeah.
I think he might even be thinking, well, if I can shut down the elections just in California, New York, and Illinois, I can still hold on to the House.
Yeah, I you know, you may well be right, Ray. And by the way, ICE has just walked back Trump's statement that he didn't want them going after people in the fields and in the hotels and in the restaurants. So there, you know, it's something weird's going on. It looks to me like Stephen Miller's running the White House, not Donald Trump. But that's just my guess. Ray, thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS. How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Hotline right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday, our weekly visits with Civic Media friends Earl Ingram in Milwaukee, Todd Alba in Madison, Melissa Kay in Wisconsin Rapids, and James Kelly in Chippewa Falls.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Officials from Planned Parenthood say some of their locations in Wisconsin could close if the proposed federal budget bill passes. A measure in the proposed budget would prevent residents from using Badger Care to pay for the services they receive at Planned Parenthood, which could include routine health care or annual checkups. On top of losing that revenue, anti-abortion groups are also still looking for ways to close facilities that provide abortion services after state courts determined that an 1849 law did not ban consensual abortion in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline for submitting applications to join the Beaver Management Plan Committee is this week. The agency is seeking organizations that focus on things like trapping, fishing, agriculture, and conservation. The committee will be tasked with providing input to the Department of Natural Resources during the development of an updated beaver management plan. More information can be found on the DNR's Beaver Management Plan webpage, and applications will be accepted until Friday. The Chippewa Falls Public Safety Committee met with representatives from Flock Safety Cameras this week. Organization officials say they're hoping to show the city some of the benefits Flock camera technology can have for law enforcement authorities. There are some Flock cameras installed in nearby municipalities, including Rice Lake. Organization officials said the footage from those Flock cameras has already led to a number of arrests. City officials raised a number of questions about privacy and data security, as well as concerns about possible Fourth Amendment violations. A Minnesota man accused of stealing a trailer from a Rice Lake business by posing as a contractor is set to appear in Barron County Circuit Court on Wednesday. According to court documents, 56-year-old Olaf Beckman is facing up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine on charges of felony theft, false representation. Beckman is accused of claiming to be a Honeywell contractor in February before stealing a trailer from Peach Trailer Sales. The owner of the company reported the fraud in April, and Beckman was officially charged earlier this month. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly sunny today, slightly sticky and still warm, with high temperatures scraping 80. A small chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening turns more likely tonight. And we could get soaked tomorrow with heavy rain on and off at times. Cooler temperatures in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and
on the
app.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Smoke rising in the skies, oceans on the rise, forests turning into ash, you can see it in their eyes. Polar bears on melting ice, coral that fade away. We can't ignore the warnings, we can't delay.
Welcome back here, 4 minutes past the hour. We now have complete and total control. Donald Trump just confirmed that we are at war with Iran. He just posted this on his Nazi-infested screen, or his Nazi-infested social media site. He said, we now have complete and total control of the skies over Iran. Iran has good sky trackers and other defensive equipment, plenty of it, but doesn't compare to American-made, conceived, and manufactured stuff. Nobody does it better than the good old USA. So, and then he also demanded unconditional surrender from Iran. Wow. He said, we know exactly where the so-called Supreme Leader is hiding. He's an easy target. We are not going to kill him, at least not for now. Our patience is wearing thin. Whoa. Meanwhile, the New York City controller has been arrested by ICE. He apparently was asking an ICE agent for his badge. And Lander's arrest, which AM New York observed, this is from one of the New York media sites, occurred as the controller and his staff walked arm in arm with an immigrant whom federal agents, each of whom were wearing masks to conceal their faces, moved to seize after a court hearing. This is another one of these cases where you've got an immigrant who's in the United States legally. And as part of his being here legally, he has to check in with ICE every month. He shows up at an ICE hearing and they say, okay, we are withdrawing your case. In other words, you are no longer here legally. So you are instantaneously subject to arrest and deportation. So Brad Lander, the New York City controller and Democratic mayoral candidate, and his staff walked hand in hand with the immigrant to try to protect him from being arrested, and ICE jumped him. Andrew Cuomo, who is also running for mayor of New York, said this, and I quote, quote, this is the latest example of the extreme thuggery of Trump's ICE out of control. One can only imagine the fear families across our country feel when confronted with ICE. Homeland Security posted to Elon Musk's Nazi-infested social media site, quote, no one is above the law, and if you lay a hand on a law enforcement officer, you will face consequences. New York City Controller Brad Lander was arrested for assaulting law enforcement and impeding a federal officer. So stay tuned. This could turn into something very interesting. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to, you know, talk more about what had happened here over the weekend. And one of the things that really, you know, besides, you know, the showing of the, you know, that pamphlet, No Kings, and not having an explanation, I think what they wanted to do is just to make people afraid to go. But it didn't work because
they be in the
according
state
to organizers in St. Paul, they had over 80,000 people, and it looked to me like that it was much bigger than the last big demonstration that they had, the hands-off one.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wanted to mention that, and then also to talk about these, you know, far-right MAGA people, Christian nationalists, and how much of a danger they are to our democracy. And obviously, you know, they really do not want to have a you know, they don't want to have any space for liberals or people of other religions or anything. They don't even actually believe in the fundamentals of this democracy. And I would say, you know, that the family, you know, that that Jeff Charlotte and other people put together that documentary, that they're almost like the Masons, and this guy is much more, you know, obviously he's like a Timothy McVeigh or something like that. You know, he really is, you know, out there. But, you know, underneath it all, you know, we have a real crisis of our democracy, and I think that the media has really been at the heart of just, you know, like pretending that there's another side to this. There's no other side to fascism. You know, there's no other side to genocide. There's no other side to a lot of these issues that the right, the far right, you know, are embracing. And yet they call us Marxists. And I think they don't even know what a Marxist is. This country has been yanked so far to the right that, you know, we're just one shade away from, or one step away from a totalitarian regime. We're just waiting for him to declare martial law and put an end to it all. Yeah. So we have to fight, and but we can't, you know, they had a very interesting conversation this morning on Minnesota Public Radio, reaching out to the other side. How do you reach out to a side that essentially wants to eliminate democracy? That was the one thing that you were not supposed to be allowed to do. You know, years ago when I was young, you know, that was, you know, you can't advocate for destroying the democracy. You know, that was the you know, you could demonstrate, but, you know, you can't say, well, we want a Marxist regime and we want to do away with democracy. That's the third rail. You know, you can't destroy the republic.
I got it, John. Yeah, I got it. No, yeah, I think your point is very well made. And it's sad to hear that they're still trying to reach out to these guys. Yes, let's be nice with the Proud Boys. Yeah, John, I got to move on.
And I really appreciate your show because you're not doing that. You're a news program, actually, because this is the way the news used to be. I'm 69. I remember 50 years ago, I was always involved in politics. And, you know, it was fact-based, factual.
Yeah. And I try to do that. You know, I started in the news business, you know, when I was a teenager, you know, in radio news, did it for 7 years. And so, yeah, I feel real comfortable there. John, thank you. Thank you for your call and your kind words. Kimberly in Portland. Hey, Kimberly. Thanks for listening to X-Ray FM. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Oh, it's just another beautiful day here in Portland.
It is, isn't it?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just calling in. Somebody earlier, I can't remember his name, was talking about, like, oh, my God, how did we end up, you know, how did 77 million people elect this guy twice? Mm-hmm. How is it possible? Or, you know, and you have to wonder, like, is it something in the water? Is it in the air? You know,
mm-hmm.
certain people are vulnerable to. But, like, when you think about it, it's 40 or 50 years of a very carefully orchestrated 24/7 propaganda campaign.
That's correct.
As you've pointed out, and they have systematically used some of the Nazis' favorite techniques. The big lie, repeat the lie over and over again, accuse your opponent of doing what you're doing, liberal media, fake news, you know.
Yeah.
And they just brainwashed.
Funded by a handful of right-wing billionaire families.
Exactly. And the regulations or deregulations that have allowed that to happen, the, like, almost total monopoly of right-wing radio, even in incredibly liberal places like Portland.
Yeah, and you can thank Bill Clinton for that.
Radio, except for you, and, you know, they took away our progressive talk station because we needed more sports and right-wing talk.
Well, it was Mitt Romney who took down KPOJ. He bought the company because he was going to run for president, and he wanted to get rid of Air America. And they just shut down all of those stations.
They did that the morning after Obama won re-election.
Yep.
I thought that was highly symbolic.
Yep. Yep. That
but anyway,
was
when... I just wanted to... It's like I think people will be studying this for decades.
I agree. I agree. How Kimberly, thank process. You.
Anyway, I thank you.
Run. Yeah, good talking to you. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, got short on time here. I did think Jeffrey was amazing, your guest earlier. Mm-hmm. I did want to mention the federal prosecutor that did the big press conference. Somebody asked him, was there any motive involved in all this? And, of course, like anybody representing this current federal government, he lied and said there was no clear motive and failed to mention that some of the bigger donors to Planned Parenthood were on his kill list. Hmm. So, I mean, they just lie with impunity.
Yeah. I think it's safe to assert, too, that his list is not just his list. That there's a larger organization that he's affiliated with. Maybe not specifically affiliated with. But he didn't just pull his stuff out of his backside. He didn't just wake up one day and say, hey, I think I'll go kill these people. This stuff is all over the internet.
Definitely a religious lunatic. I did want to tell you my vomit moment for the week. I don't know if you've been following the 23andMe bankruptcy case.
Yeah. No, I have not.
The genetic.
I'm familiar with it, but I haven't been following
They had a hearing on it because they were concerned, Democrats mainly, but... Josh Hawley did a pretty good job going after this guy. If you want to watch it, you'll get a kick out of that part. But during the hearing, when they're talking about data privacy, people's DNA, their email, their phone number, their address, all the stuff about them that makes them a unique person. And in the middle of it, Katie Britt decides to start questioning him about their ability to tell if there's a real girl or a real boy. Is it male or female? It just was so cringely disgusting. Yeah. I mean, complete office.
Katie Britt is not the sharpest tool in the drawer, you know, the sharpest knife in the drawer or bulb in the tree or whatever. Yeah, thank you for that.
Lastly, on Hickenlooper, I mentioned the other day, he said, suspect, not Substack.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 46 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time, at getnativepath.com/Tom. The key is get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get up to 45% off. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing today, Tom?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
I want to respond to a couple of the callers we called before. First of all, the caller that you had with Michael from the front of us, I'm familiar with him. And Michael was saying, I think he was just saying, you know, like when Trump goes for the judges, he went for someone else. Like, I guess he was just trying to say they're starting it, they're doing it, you know, and are we paying attention? But yeah. I feel like, you know, I think I should have seen in the past. I don't know if we honor the people that's come before and that have done this ultimate sacrifice, especially over the weekend, the two lawmakers that was murdered. Is Democratic leadership saying that we need like a week to actually warn these people? I mean, not the whole nation, not the Republicans, if they don't want to, but at least the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
I mean, do we understand the sacrifices that people are making? Are we honoring these sacrifices? Because we can't honor those sacrifices. And I've said it in the past. If we can't stand up, you know, like when they're trying to budget cut right now, if we can't stand up for the handicapped, if we can't stand up for the widows, if we can't stand up for the fatherless, if we can't stand up for the homeless, then how are we going to actually look out for each other? And what I'm just trying to say, leadership has its role. Mm-hmm. And if it's absent at these times like these, when they cannot coalesce us together, show meaning, show purpose, and also honor these people that make this ultimate sacrifice, so we can not only enjoy our freedoms, but these freedoms are possible for our children and the children after them, then, you know, we have a big problem. I look at Sandy Hook. I look at Uvalde. I look at Stoneman Douglas. Why do we allow them to tear down these buildings? You know, because it's a direct testament to the assault that we're under right now. You know, they're pointing a gun at us. They're pointing an assault rifle at each and every one of us. And our lawmakers, I feel that, you know, they also weren't part of the war chest that these billionaires have.
Yeah.
And, you know, they give in here and there. But one more thing. And that's the reason why I think we have lost the fourth estate as a country. As a people, as a working class, we have lost the fourth estate. And that was the beginning of the insult.
Well, no, the fourth estate has been bought. You know, six companies now, most of them fairly right-wing, control about 90% of all the information that everybody in America gets. But your points are well made, Charles. Thank you. Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, Tom?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Very engaging program.
Thank you.
I'd like to mention about the Israel and Iran so-called war.
Mm-hmm.
When they said it ain't about the oil, it's about the oil.
Yeah.
You know that. And they said oil is supposed to go up at least 30 cents by 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready, people. Because, you know, if something break out over there in the Red Sea where all the oil come through, get ready to pay.
Yeah, well, if Iran shuts off the Straits of Hormuz, then all bets are off. Yeah,
it's going to go up.
Yeah,
it's going to go up. You remember what Dr. Martin Luther King once said, right?
Refresh my
memory. He said America is the greatest purveyor of violence on earth.
Mm.
And you know how it ended with him.
Yeah.
And he said that very clearly. And one more thing too, we have this interesting book I read a few years ago. It was called Subliminal Seduction, and that's what I think why people voted for Trump, Subliminal Seduction. I think his name is Brian Keyes.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a book on how they study the science of human behavior.
Yeah, it was a follow-on to Vance Packard's The Hidden Persuaders. I remember those books. I would argue that it's just, you know, the brute force of massive amounts of money being dumped into advertising. And I don't think that Trump would have been elected if Elon Musk had not bought X and turned it into a Trump mouthpiece. Gar, thanks for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag your head. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and to folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
It's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage
for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is
Matt Nair on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels? Or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The president's meeting with his national security team in the Situation Room as the world waits to see whether the U.S. will get involved in Israel's war on Iran. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
A lot will hinge on this meeting that the president is going to have today. It's where critical national security decisions are made. The president taking the advice of his closest aides.
The president posted earlier the U.S. knows where Iran's supreme leader is and called for unconditional surrender. California Senator Alex Padilla spoke on the Senate floor today about being forcibly removed from a DHS news conference last week.
I was forced to the ground, first on my knees and then flat on my chest.
Reporter Jason Brooks on today's retail sales report, which shows we're buying a lot less.
Auto sales plunged 3.5%, and that came after consumers dialed up car and truck buying earlier in the spring ahead of tariffs.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.